Our gospel reading comes from Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 14. We hear this word. Nearby shepherds were living in the fields, guarding their sheep at night. The Lord's angel stood before them. The Lord's glory shone around them, and they were terrified. The angel said, "Don't be afraid. Look, I bring good news to you. Wonderful, joyous news for all people. Your Savior is born today in David's city. He is Christ the Lord. This is a sign for you. You will find a newborn baby wrapped snugly and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great assembly of the heavenly forces was with the angel, praising God. They said, "Glory to God in heaven, and on earth, peace among those whom he favors." And our epistle reading today comes from Revelation chapter 4. Verses 9 through 11. And we hear this word. Whenever the living creatures give glory, honor, and thanks to the one seated on the throne, who lives forever and always, the 24 elders fall before the one seated on the throne. They worship the one who lives forever and always. They throw down their crowns before the throne and say, "You are worthy, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power, because you created all things. It is by your will that they exist and were created." Friends, the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Let's hear those words again from Revelation. "You are worthy, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power, because you created all things. It is by your will that they existed and were created." And again from Luke chapter 2, verse 14. "Glory to God in heaven and on earth, peace among those whom he favors." Glory to God in the highest. Glory to God. Glory to God. Friends, would you please join me in singing the doxology? Let's sing the doxology together. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below. Praise him.
Zechariah, I said, You should have seen the look on his face. Zechariah, do not be afraid. Zechariah, for your prayer has been heard. I suppose Zechariah wondered, which prayer is that? Is it the prayer for my neighbor Ezra's healing? Perhaps my prayer for forgiveness of sin? Or maybe by chance my prayer for a new donkey? So I cleared up Zechariah's confusion by saying, your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you will name him John. You will have joy and gladness, and many will rejoice at his birth, for he will be great in the sight of the Lord. He must never drink wine or strong drink. Even before his birth, he will be filled with the Holy Spirit. He will turn many of the people of Israel to the Lord their God. With the spirit and power of Elijah, he will go before him to turn the hearts of parents to their children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the righteous, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. And Zechariah was astounded. He had given up hope of having a child long ago. But when a person reaches the end of hope, God can work best. How wondrous are God's matchless works. And God's hand would not be missed in this birth. Now, every birth is a miracle from God. But this birth of John, who would come to be known as the Baptist or the Baptizer, would be clearly seen as God's handiwork. And to further affirm God's plan, Zechariah would not be able to speak up until the day his child would be born. Wondrous are the ways of God. My next mission was all the more wondrous. How honored I was to be entrusted with so sacred a task. So it was that I went to Nazareth to a young woman named Mary, who found favor with God. Indeed, she was given a most holy task, to bear the Christ child, to be his mother. I told her, do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will call him Jesus. Mary was so confused. How could a virgin bear a child? And the same with her cousin Elizabeth, well advanced in years, could conceive. For you see, with God, nothing is impossible. All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophets so many years before. Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. And then Mary said, here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word. I understand why God chose Mary. What miracles might still be created if all the people of God were so surrendered as Mary was to the Heavenly Father's will. But the complications. Perhaps Mary didn't consider the complications. With child and not married. With child and betrothed to Joseph. Oh, how tongues would wag. Gossips, how much pain you inflict. Oh, how Mary would be cruelly and wrongly judged. But above all, how would Joseph respond? Let tongues wag if only Joseph will believe her and stand by her and protect her. But Joseph didn't understand. He didn't react in anger. Instead, he reacted with deep hurt and pain and confusion. Joseph was resolved to not have Mary put to shame. He loved her too much. But he just couldn't bear to bring himself to take her as his wife. So this time I came in a dream. And I said to him, Joseph, son of David, do Do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. Together, Joseph and Mary would obey the Lord. Together, they would endure taunts and jeers and the whispers and malicious gossip. And together, they would know joy. And oh, such joy. For you see, I was given the task of announcing the birth of the Christ child. How many of you share my joy? Do you remember the birth of your children or grandchildren? The announcements, the long-distance phone calls, the posts on Facebook. There is such joy when a child is born. Would I be the first to go to Nazareth and silence the slander of the town gossips, to silence their tongues, even as God had silenced the voice of Zechariah? Or perhaps to inform Mary's mother and father and grandparents for the first time, to turn their shame into joy? No. I was to go to lowly shepherds on a Bethlehem hillside. There, in the still, dark night, I came to them. And oh, how frightened they were. I said to them, "Do not be afraid, for you see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And then the angelic choir burst forth in praise, saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." Shepherds, Jesus' birth was first announced to shepherds. Why? Perhaps because the shepherds had the time to listen. Perhaps because of their reaction of praise. They hurried to see that what we told them was true. And then they glorified and praised God. Or perhaps shepherds were, of all people, most appropriate, because in that Bethlehem stable was born the Lamb of God, who would be sacrificed for you. Worthy is the Lamb that was slaughtered to receive power and wealth and wisdom and might and honor and glory and glory.